Blog Talk Radio.
Straight from across the border, you can never overcook it. It's that raw,
connect the dot, connect the dot. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga block up, me that bitch bleach.
Spend a half a quarter on the
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another beat. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I'd take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going that bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We can not throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing off blood like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that in the mouth, got Dolce & Gabbana on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about?
Rack.
Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out.
Bitch.
Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirts, send him the merc and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I did win the smash, so bitch bend it over.
Smash.
I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus.
Ay.
I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the
own.
Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa.
Huh?
I didn't even ask.
Ooh.
I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over.
Smash.
I pray I don't crash.
Burn.
I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus.
Ay.
I cut on my fast.
Ooh.
I go get the bag, then go by the ocean.
Bang.
Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt and my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash.
Young nigga
got that bad.
Bang.
Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trap spot, do that perk, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new safe, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all by myself before I walk through it. All about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to here to get them jams. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Rose day, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jumped out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trap spot, do that perk, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud and put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to 100 Benjamin.
I'm only enemy. Got a cold with my dogs, can't get in between. I can't give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll, when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can't ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pee? P was outside, people's outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. Hiding on the block with it in my side. Running in our house for it's 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can give them life, no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me.
Amen.
I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me.
Yeah.
Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Woo. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love.
Love.
Got me feeling like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big.
Yeah.
On the road like gravy.
Hey.
And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a fork on my niggas. I don't do drugs. But I just put them in jiggies and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. I fuck with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches.
Like, hey.
I hear my nana. She be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, dead bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I'm flashing. Now you got the man with the key.
Hold up,
I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy. They finally free my fucking brother D.
Hey,
panic. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta. On a new wave, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K, yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave,
Atlanta, new wave, I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the fortune made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys and the ignition. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crew, bit dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, bit dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
It's the new wave, I got Blu-ray. the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on toothpaste. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here. I won't let you try me ever, ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't perk this shit. No, it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, daddy got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them feet. This bitch too lit, the bitch rule, crib dark, bitch dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bitch, Sade, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new way. This bitch too lit, the bitch rule, crib dark, bitch dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bitch, Sade, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new way.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, True West Radio. It's a lot of people here now in the building.
All right. Now, we back in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Mad Monday with your boy here, Love, True West Radio. We got Sweet P, we got Mr. Everywhere, and we have our special guest for the night, Mr. Insurance Salesman himself, Timothy Sanders from right here in Crockett City. What's up, brother? Welcome to the truth.
What's up?
Right on. What's going on with you? Before we get started with your interview, man, I want you to take a little time out to tell people who you are and what it is you do.
Well, my name is Timothy Sanders. I do a lot of things. Right now, I'm DoorDash and I bring people food, and I'm a custodian worker. But what I came here to talk about is one of my new careers that I started a year ago, and it's been doing well, and I've learned a lot about it, and it's life and health insurance, and I'm what they call a life and health insurance broker. So I work with more than one company to get to fit the needs of my fellow Texans, because I'm licensed in the state of Texas. So I go hard for my Texans, and I got the website set up for, and everything, and I've been doing pretty well. So I've always made it like very affordable for anybody, and I mean, price is not, you know, object, and I can also educate, you know, others on the subject as well, because me personally, what I've learned was that life or health insurance, both of them, like they should benefit you like with money, like cash value, because I see a lot of people. They get these policies and they get them for like 30 years. And I mean, it's after the 30 years, they don't get any money back. Like they didn't get their policy set up like that to get like, you know, 50,000, 60,000 back, you know, after 30 years if you outlive your policy. And I have like certain health products, health insurance that are like if you catch something like heart attack, stroke, cancer, paralysis, Alzheimer's, stuff like that, and a kidney failure, stuff like that. You get paid up to $100,000 and stuff like that. So I take a look at everybody that's been having heart attack, strokes, and I just look. I'd be like, dang. I mean, I should have, you know, because I know they didn't have that kind of insurance that would pay them $100,000. It's called a health supplement policy. So like about up to $100,000, stuff like that. And so I mean, that's pretty much where we at.
Right on. What types of marketing strategies do you prefer to use?
Me, myself, I'm with an agency that I buy leads from. But when I first started, I was door-to-door, and I was through Facebook and stuff like that. That's how I got off the ground. But I actually buy, like leaves are provided to me once I buy them, and I call them and they're already ready and stuff like that. So my marketing strategy is more than one way, and I'm always thinking, I'm always out looking for it and stuff like that. So it's all good.
Okay. How do you assess what types of insurance policy a client needs?
First, I would ask the age, because certain ages, like certain products are only for certain ages, and like certain products for any age. So if I ask them like how their medical condition is and stuff like that, I can also point them in the right direction. And So I just have to sit with the client, or, you know, and then I could get the, you know, tighten it up then, because my cousin, he wanted some, but he's 42. So I gave him term life with 30 euro and return of premium is what they call it. So after 30 years, if he outlives that 30 years, he get back $60,000+. If he so happens to die while that policy is still active, the beneficiary gets $200,000, because it's a $200,000 policy that I wrote. And so it all varies on people's ages and lifestyles, and basically. And then there are some that don't ask medical questions at all. I sell an accidental death policy that it asks no medical questions, up to $500,000, and it's one of my most affordable ones. And so, and that one also comes with return of premium. So, like, if you outlive that, you don't die of nothing. You don't die of no accident, you don't die of nothing. You get all that money back after 30 years that you ever put up into it. So, I really like to sell the policies that you get money back no matter what. And for people who are, age 45 and up, I would sell them whole life policies, because it lasts their whole life. And it grows money anyway, because it's whole life. For the children, I sell children's whole life policy. So, and they are the cheapest, and theirs never go up. So, you know, I cover a lot of ground.
Okay. As I said, we got Sweet Pea, and we got Mr. Everywhere on the line, along with Buddha Ali. Right here at True West Radio. We have Mr. Timothy Sanders on the radio tonight, telling you the benefits and the needs for having insurance policies on yourself, on your kids, your whole family. You know what I'm saying? You could probably even put some on your dog, too. But if you'd like to know what we're talking about, call me at 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk, and we'll get you in to get your questions to Mr. Timothy as we pull forward. I have one more question for you before I open up and let my calls, you know what I'm saying? Get a few words in with you, because they may want to know something too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you this right here. If a client was trying to negotiate an unprofitable deal, what would you do?
An unprofitable?
Yeah. If a client was trying to negotiate with you, and it was an unprofitable deal, what would you do? You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, like no profit for me or something? Or is it something like if they're trying to get
basically, it's a policy that you would give someone that would decrease your fees. You know, would you make, and it was a good policy for that person, would you give them the benefit of knowing and investing in their policy if you didn't make your share?
If they came to me, like I always educate them on anything that they like. Anything that I have, and anything I have to sell them, like any products I have to sell them. And so, I mean, I never make them make a bad, like, they'll never make a bad decision upon coming to me, because I make sure that they never have, that they'll never make a bad decision. So, it'll be a win-win for the both of us. And
right.
Yeah, so I mean, I never do anybody wrong or anything like that. I make sure they're going to benefit. So you know, like I got a $100,000 cancer policy on myself, and I have dental insurance. I sell some of the best dental insurance, like PPO dental. So I sell Medicare supplements, stuff like that. You know, so I also reap the benefits myself.
I'm sure we're gonna need to know about that because I got about 4 teeth left. I like
apples. Oh, yeah. Effective immediately.
Exactly. You know, we like to have a little humor around here. We don't want everybody to be all, you know, tensed up, tightened up. So, you're right. Yeah. You might send this something sold off, but you're going to love it every time I do. So, at this moment, I'm going to give my co-host a chance to speak up and have any questions right now. Buddha Ali, I'm finna open your line up. You know how we do with your background, baby. Let's go, True. Show my band some love.
What's happening, family? It's Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotions, representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Right here on the one of the greatest and best, most dangerous radio stations, True West Radio. What's happening, family? Man, yeah, shout out to the brother on the line. I had a question for him. You got insurance with your company, and they miss a payment, and it's almost about to relapse, and it does relapse. How long will it take for them to get reinstated back with you?
Reinstatement? It depends on the company. So I have never had a person lapse. Well, actually, they did, but. They never tried to reinstate, but I think a reinstatement for a life insurance policy would probably be, I think, 30 days. But with a health insurance policy, if you let that lapse, I think it comes effective immediately, like reinstated. Like I think you pay a reinstatement fee, and after you pay that fee, it shouldn't take that long. I mean, it should be effective immediately after you pay that reinstatement fee.
Okay, so when they do reinstatements, like say with the money, like they've been with the company almost 2 or 3 years, and the money that, like you said, that's been built up, say they like they got like 25, 16, 5, something in there. Will that still be in their reinstatement, or does that start all back over?
If you have cash value, then they have to give it to you. It's like a cash surrender. They call it a cash surrender. They give you that what's left, and then the policy terminates.
Okay. And I got one more question for you, Mr. Sanders. So, what company are you with? Prime America, State Farm, who is your broker?
My favorite one is Mutual of Omaha. And
so that's who you deal with?
Yeah, that's who I deal with the most because they have almost everything you can think of. But I also have this other company called AmeriCo, like for one to need guaranteed acceptance, say your medical, you know, like your medical condition is like just shot down to the ground, but you made it to age 50. You know, like for them, I give them guaranteed acceptance policies where they don't ask medical questions, stuff like that. That's mainly why you use that AmeriCo for. But Future of Omaha, everything else.
Right on.
Okay.
Now let me ask you one question right quick. You know, most policies do last, you know, to where they give you revenue after you turn 50 or 60, you know what I'm saying? But what benefits would it be for someone that's over 50 trying to get insurance right now?
Over 50, if they're healthy, they can get any kind like that. Like, it'll benefit them good. But say they're not that healthy, they done had 2-3 heart attacks, strokes, then I also have something for them too. And so it's a whole life policy, so any whole life policy is going to grow cash value. So, it basically when you make it to age 50, they guarantee you acceptance and stuff like that. So, I mean, it benefits them because they don't have to go through the medical questions and stuff like that. If their medical condition is like, you know, not so good. But if it is healthy, they can get anything. Boom.
Okay. I know they ain't gonna give me shit then, cause boy, I got a whole bunch of crazy shit going on over here. I tell you what, we're gonna go to a couple of jams, man. And when we come back, we're gonna have more with my man Timothy Sanders. We're gonna have questions for Sleepy and Mr. Everywhere. But don't turn that dial, baby. This is True S Radio. We got a brand new jam for you right here, y'all. Check this out. This is P2K. It's all yayo.
Hey, yayo. They gon' like this. Oh, boy. The DJ about to turn it up some more.
Turn it up.
It's a party up in here.
Oh,
club rocking, ain't lying.
I swear.
The lady looking good and the fella swag tight. The grown folks party in the club tonight. Yeah. See, I'm feeling myself. Got a brand new fit with the matching Gucci belt. A brand new dance. It's a brand new day. Just watch my feet and it goes this way. Three times to the left. One time to the right.
Turn it up. Now that's my song. He put his hands up on my hip. When he dip, I dip, we dip. And then he swimming to the left.
left and screaming to the right, then dip it low and roll and grind.
Can you kiss it? All I wanna see is back, nigga, can you feel it?
Turn me up, yup.
Turn me up, Sly.
I'm getting to it, they ain't wanna listen, now look what I'm doing. Several people see me have emotion, now they get into it. Baby mama, we ain't have a Trojan, I just had to screw it. Took this shit up to another level, I'm not trying to use her. I woke up and had a flashback, somebody tried to shoot her. Got the spasm, then I flashback, don't think that I can't do you. In the back, I got my mask back, but I'm round with a shooter. If I tell him, he gon' blast that and try knock out a noodle. Really with it, fucking hoes, I'm pimping, lala, I got a poodle. If it's tension, we gon' handle business, rock out like a looter. Get extensions, go example witness, I just got a ruler. With Lil Ray, I feel uncomfortable, but I just gotta do it. With my people, but I'm feeling lonely, getting rocked out like a jeweler. She won't fuck, I hit her with a pony, come ride out like a scooter. I can fuck with you, then leave you lonely, I'm not a sloppy mover. Tell one person that we fuck around, getting blocked and I'm a loser. I get jiggy with my chain on, come snatch it, I'ma shoot you. They took 50, had my game wrong, I learned from what I used to. I rocked out, they got my name wrong, so I'm just not a groover. She got bad, I got my game on, and got out by a booster. Hit the whipping, double up the pack, straight draw what I was using. Get it flipping, see the letter stack, go buy a box of noodles. In the trap, we whipped it up with pots and made some doors of crucial. If I miss, I bet I double back, my guy, so I ain't shooting. In the city, posted with Lil Trey, he always got a tool. She got wicked, I ain't leave a trace, nobody saw the shooter. With the gangsters, everybody chop, everybody sell the user. Say he dangerous, I can see he cap, his bitch is probably true. I'm getting to it, they ain't wanna listen, now look what I'm doing. Several people see me have emotion, now they get into it. Baby mama, we ain't have a Trojan, I just had to screw it. Took this shit up to another level, I'm not trying to use her. I woke up and had a flashback, somebody tried to shoot her. Got the spasm, then I flashback, don't think that I can't do you. In the back, I got my mask back, but I'm round with a shooter. If I tell him, he gon' blast that and try knock out a noodle. Really with it, fucking hoes, I'm pimping, lala, I got a poodle. If it's tension, we gon' handle business, rock out like a looter. Get extensions, go example witness, I just got a ruler. With Lil Ray, I feel uncomfortable, but I just gotta do it. Here it is, double up the shots, go find out where you moving. I'm a beast, boy, I'ma send a shot, don't let your partner fool you. Think he gangster, think he really hot, till hot shit hits the ruin. I ain't say nothing, I don't talk to cops, put me in the box of ruin. Brand it safe, but I don't give up to nothing, go out with gotta do it. Hit his face, the Draco leave him ugly, them hollows try to chew him. Blue bar game, this shit don't stand for nothing, better watch what they be doing. Leave it out, they trying to get some money, the streets, we got it to him. I was locked, was thinking about some money, got out and I got to it. Hit a lick right by my partner spot, I ain't give a fuck who knew it. I been chillin', I can beat the block, yeah, I can really do him. This shit so easy, I can leave the spot if they call, I bring it to him. I can't say that I be feeling love, the streets have turned me sideways. Tell me that they really love me, then look at me sideways. I'm in the club, you thinking you gon' buck, just don't come my way. You turning up and spilling out your cup, don't step on my jam. I'm getting to it, they ain't wanna listen, now look what I'm doing. Several people see me have emotion, now they get into it. Baby mama, we ain't have a Trojan, I just had to screw it. Took this shit up to another level, I'm not trying to use her. I woke up and had a flashback, somebody tried to shoot her. Got the spasm, then I flashback, don't think that I can't do you. In the back, I got my mask back, but I'm round with a shooter. If I tell him, he gon' blast that and try knock out a noodle.
Special guest, Mr. Timothy Sutton, insurance salesman, right here kicking the rest, giving us the 2-1-1. I miss everyone in the building. Tweety and Buddha Ali at the time will give you chances to ask questions. And remember, if you listen online, you have to join the show. Hit us up, 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. It's going down. All right, y'all go ahead and ask questions. Now, I'm quick playing. Everybody mic'd up. Everybody mic'd up. Stop playing with me.
Sweet Pea. I just like to say I'm glad that he came on there because to anybody out there that knows these life insurance and health insurance policies are very essential to you. I got quite a few. I fight a lot of health issues, serious health issues, so that's the good deal about it, that I'm covered all the way around with that. So it's a good deal that we have people that's in the community that's selling these insurance policies. So anybody listening, it's a good investment. Instead of buying packs of cigarettes, instead of buying loud packs, instead of buying alcohol, your health is your wealth. If you don't have your health, then you have nothing. You can't go to work and make no money, and then you don't have enough money to even bury yourself, unfortunately. So health is wealth. So invest in yourself.
Right on. Mr. Timothy, would you like to highlight some points?
Yeah, I liked everything that he said. And if you stay healthy, you could get any kind of policy that you want. And like it'll be less harder for you to get a policy. Like if you let yourself go and you go down, and so it, like, and now, like, they can't turn you down, you know, if you, you know, the underwriters, they can't turn you down if you answer yes to some of these health questions and stuff. And so it'll be much harder for you in the long run if you don't take care of yourself. But I've met a couple people, they just want to live how they want to live. So the thing about it for me is I want to catch them, at least give them some kind of health supplement policy, like I say, the cancer, heart attack, stroke, and stuff like that, because like, you know, I mean, health is wealth. I believe that. I believe that 100%.
And then let's break her up, you know.
So, yeah, I like what the brother said.
Right on.
Okay. Good evening. This is Sweet Pea. I was trying to ask you, is it a way where, I don't have children, but I have nieces and nephews. Is it a way or is it legal to get multiple policies so that each one of them, in case anything happens to you, they will all have a little something? And it wouldn't be like one check for everybody to fight over and all that.
Well, yeah, it's two different ways. Yeah, it's two different ways. Like, if your nieces and nephews are under 18 still, they can get you yourself can put them under a children's policy, and you don't even need their Social Security. Like, you need your Social Security because you'll be the policy holder. So you could do it that way, whole life policy for them that'll last them to age 100, or we could do it in a way to where you can put them as a beneficiary on one of your policies, and we can split up the percentages on the beneficiaries to where, like, say you get like a $500,000 policy, and you have five nieces and nephews. It'll be divided up into $100,000 each, or what you can do is, like, for them personally to cover their self, like cover themselves, a whole life a children's whole life policy for them as well.
And do you think that would be expensive? Because let's see, I have about four nieces and nephews who actually know who I am. And I had one sister that's under 18. So would it be kind of expensive for that amount of children or what?
It depends on their age. What are the ages?
The oldest one is 16, and all the rest, they're just coming up on 10 years old.
Okay, I got a question.
Oh, okay.
No, I had a question. Are you talking about on them being a beneficiary, or are you talking about taking out policies on them?
Both.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, the 16-year-old, the highest for $50,000 policy for a 16-year-old, I think that'd be $36.75, if I remember correctly. 10-year-olds would be around about 27, 26. And so if you add that up, like each individually, it'll be a little under $100, like for all of them for a month. Yeah, a little bit of under $100.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Because I'm just, I was thinking about that because I got a pre-existing condition myself. I got epilepsy, so I was just thinking about it, you know, when I get back on my feet, so that way if I hit my head too hard, they'll all be good still, you know what I'm saying? So,
but see, that would be just a policy for you. That would just be a policy for you, and then it'll be a beneficiary. You got to get their Social Security numbers and say, okay, this one gets 25%, this one gets 20, this one gets 15, so it adds up to 100%. Total or whatever your policy is. If it's like a $200,000 policy and you got five people, then they'll each get $40,000. You have a split like that, you know, if you split it equally. So that's how that is. That would be beneficiaries, what you'd be trying to do. So it'd just be what your policy is. Your policy was $50 a month, then you just be paying that $50 a month. And something happened to you, they'll pay your policy out on everybody that was listed on your policy.
He's right.
Shoot. I might do the other thing he said, though, just give them their own, where you don't have to have a Social Security number, because I'm telling y'all, it's mess in this family when people think it's money involved, and they probably going to be wishing for me to die if they know these niggas. Ain't no telling what these people I got, but it get real messy when it comes to money, so I actually did want to know if it was something I could do, you know, without having that Social Security number. But shoot, my own policy, I would probably leave that to my mama or somebody, like, you know.
Yeah, but like the children's whole life, yeah, you don't need their Social Security, just yours, because you're going to be the actual policy holder, and they're still minors, so therefore, I mean, you don't need it. But we need yours. Mm-hmm. So that'll be it for, like, for as far as that goes. Then, yeah, you can get it on there.
Another deal while we're on that subject, I'm glad he brought that up. It's always good to have a power of attorney and a living will. So then you don't have a whole bunch of family members fighting over everything, because then the state can say, we're going to put it in probate. And then it's a whole bunch of legal getting lawyers and stuff trying to get money and cars and houses and stuff like that. So it's a good deal to have your life insurance policies, your power of attorney, in case something happens to you, you're in a wreck or had something where you went into a coma or something. You got everything in place, because the state will seize your bank accounts, all the money that you got put up. They can actually seize it if you don't have no living will or no powers of attorney to do your business with for you. So it's all plays hand in hand for anybody out there listening.
Yeah.
Well, would that matter in Texas, though? Because, you know, if they try to do that and try to act like that, it seems like they would mess themselves up, because I'm married. So, you know, none of them ain't my next of kin no more. The full
yeah,
blood,
but it wouldn't matter.
What
happened is, you can be married, right? But if you don't have, like, your husband on your bank account, then the state can take your bank account. If you got your mama on your bank account, then she would be able to access your bank account. But if you don't have nobody on your bank account but you, and something happened to you, the state's going to take that money. Your husband couldn't say, I was married to her. They're not going to give it to her. That's why they have you have somebody else as a authorized users of an account. That way, they're able to access that account if you pass away. If not, they go in the bank, they're going to say, well, they passed away and we can't give you the money, and she got $100,000 in the account. State gets it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You want to know something funny? Like, I've been, like, most of my clients, like, they don't like banks. So, they actually do it through their Cash App, and it works, like, as far as, like the payments and stuff. Like, because my sister, she
I got I wrote some children's whole life policy for my three nephews, and my sister pays it, but she don't have a bank, so she used the routing and account number from a Cash App, and it's been getting paid. Cash App take ACH payments. So for people who have like a hard time with banks and not too bank savvy, or some people just don't trust them for some reason, I ran across them kind of people, and Cash App seems to accept the payments, you know, ACH payments, you know, automatic withdrawals and stuff like it seems to work as like a bank or something. So.
Mm-hmm. You have advanced it a lot. Let me ask you this. I know people say that, black people don't like insurance and this and that, and I never felt like that's true. I feel like it was like a lack of access to it, because I remember back in the days of my grandma and them, they used to have the people come to their house and they would give them the money. That was the insurance people. But since they have maybe more tech savvy and more available these days to everybody, is it easier for you to sell it to our own people these days?
Yes, it's very easy. Because as far as the clients that I came across now, some of them, they have actual banks, but many of them, they have the Cash App. So, and I mean, that's what they've been working on. It's been taking their payment. So, as far as the black community, and many of them that I read across, they do not like banks. They don't like them. So, that made it, like, for Cash App accepting ACH payments made it way easier for me to sell to them. And then you can always change your banking information, you yourself have to call, like, say you want to get a bank and open up an account in your name, you just call and change that Cash App routing account number to your new bank routing account number, and it'll start taking over from there. So, for many people, I would say about Cash App is a good start, and it'll keep on taking your payments. But eventually, I would invest in actually opening a savings or checking account, and get that routing account number and call the company that's the number whenever you get your policy, you can read your policy, and, you got the numbers and stuff. And everything about your policy. So call the number of the company and for yourself and get it changed over. So like that, that seems to help a lot of the black community who not too fond of banks, because it's just many of them that you meet, they do not like banks or credit unions for some reason.
That's true. It's a lot of reasons why people don't like banks and stuff straight up. I can tell you, though, that they've done something to the Cash App where you do have, like, your own routing number. It works like a bank account now. And they got the Chime banking and all that stuff, too, which is maybe the route I might take, because all the banks, they want you to leave a certain amount of money in your account now, or they want to charge you just to have the account. But a thing that happened to me a long time ago, and they've gotten better about it with technology, but it's always something like this. I went to buy food. I had like $40 something on my card. And when you're young and you calculate your money to the T, exactly how much is there. I was supposed to have like $3 less in the account until my direct deposit came through. So I bought food and I bought gas. I went inside the store, though, instead of just pumping it. And I told the man, give me $21. Well, my car only took $18 or $19, something like that. And they actually charged my card for the food, for the $19 and for the $21. Then when I went to the bank to tell them, they was like, oh, well, it's because it was at midnight. So because your car didn't take the 19, it took the 21. So it made another draft for that, and blase, blase. And I'm like, okay, so what? Well, we're sorry. You still have to pay the the $19. I'm like, close it.
Okay,
none of that's foolproof. They got problem with Cash App freezing up, people not getting their money. Problem with maybe he just had to get his money back from Chime because the 800 number he called was a fraud, and they got all his information and drained his account. So, you know, all that stuff with this technology is technology, but the criminals are more savvier than the people who are putting all these Cash App things in place. So that's the only downside.
You
got Cash App. You got a bank, it's going to protect it up to $250,000 by the government. If you got Cash App, you lose your money, or somebody borrows your phone and says that I need to make a call my ride, and then they get there and send it to their account, you don't get that money back. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Yeah,
much.
I agree. This technology does have a downside to it. Yes, it does.
Wealth is wealth, because one of the saddest things that you see is when you go to a convenience store and somebody got a pickle jar with somebody's picture on it, talking about we're taking up a collection or we're having a benefit dinner for such and such. And they've been in the freezer for 2 months trying to figure out how to bury it. And the funeral's home saying, you come up with $2,000 and we'll put you on the payment plan, and then you only got $600. So they're just sitting in the freezer for 2 months.
Yep.
That's the deal. But at the same time, it's like, well, we spent $200 on Jordans, $1,800 on the chain, $3,000 on the watch, $400 on crab legs, a trip to Miami, a Gucci and Louis backpacks, and we spend on all that stuff because we want to look rich. As African American, we wear our money. And then when it comes time to bury you, it's like, well, we got to take a collection plate at the church, put a pickle jar up at the convenience store, do a neighborhood car wash and basketball, some charity, and all that just to bury somebody. It's like all it took was $30-$40.
Man,
it was somebody had
a stroke last week. He seemed to be doing fine, but man, if he'd have had that insurance that paid him up to $100,000 for his stroke, because the regular health insurance is not gonna pay you like that. Who knows his effects, like the effects, the long-term effects of him having the stroke. I hope he recovers fine, because some people recover real good, and some people, something just wrong with them, you know, for the rest of their life when it comes to, you know, it depends on what kind of stroke he had, but he lived through it. And so, but he didn't have that insurance. So now, you know, he's $100,000, like he could have been $100,000 richer, and he could have used that to help go towards his treatments, because they do pay for your hospitals, your x-rays, stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It also pay you out that money too. So whenever they he said, like, health is wealth, but people don't listen to that. And I know for sure about 85% of the black community don't listen to that. So, and as far as me helping the black community, I try my best, and I do preach that health as well. But people do what they want to do. And I tell them all the time, I say, well, if you're going to do that, at least cover yourself for all the irresponsible stuff that you're doing to yourself that may get you in a bad situation. Because my cousin, he just got stage one COPD. Now he wants me to write a life insurance policy. You see what I'm saying? He was smoking all them cigarettes over the years. He only 43, and that's pretty young for in terms of life insurance. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he right about health as well. But as far as the black community, I mean, they need more of that. But are they really gonna listen? You know. And that's when that, you know, I try to tell them the best that they can, like the best thing that I think that would benefit them if I see that they not really gonna listen to that, especially at the time that they want insurance from me. So, you know, I don't want to sell anybody anything that I know that, you know, and if I see that they're irresponsible, sometimes I wonder, are they going to keep making the payments? So, it's a double-edged sword when it comes to, you know, to stuff like that. But that health is wealth thing, if you get that down, you'll be all right.
Mhm. Let me ask you this too. Do they have it where like you could pay your premium up just like for the whole year or for months, or do you actually have to pay it every month? Because see, some people are not good with money like that. So you say, hey, it's gonna be $300 for 3 months, and they be like, okay, I got that type of thing.
Okay, well, yeah, you can do that. They call it every quarterly, it's every 3 months, or biannually, half a year, or you could pay for the whole year and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, they got all them choices.
That's good. I'm just glad that you know, people like us are trying more, or we got the knowledge to try, because we talk about it all the time. I said they basically trying to kill us, because when you think about what they say is healthy, oh, the salad place, oh, what you call it, Chipotle, oh, Starbucks, Smoothie King. Black people go to all that stores, all of them stores, but they not in no black people neighborhoods. You got to travel to get to them. And I know now that white people are mad at Starbucks. Starbucks money have gone all the way down because they don't have any in the black people neighborhood. Black people are the ones that buy that stuff every day.
Yeah, I think they want to be like somebody. They not, but like me personally, I myself have. I didn't want to get into, you know, my diet or nothing like that. But I mean, I've been a vegan, what they call a vegan, for 12 years. It's like plant based, and I've done plenty of research on stuff that, you know, throughout the years, and I have like a strict diet that I formulated my own diet right now, because it's been 12 years, but I had to do a little trial and error, and I feel good. It's the best I've ever felt. I'm 32. I did it when I was, you know what I'm saying, around 20, 21. So it's good. It's good. It's good. Like you say, health is wealth. So, you know, I've been on that, you know, and so, you know, it's all about, like me, myself, I would like to strengthen the black community. But I know that many of them, they probably not going to take my route, like, you know, plant-based and stuff like that. But, you know, also good vibes, like think about good stuff. Like, you know, you got a lot of negativity that can hurt you too, hurt your organs too, a lot of emotions that play a part in your organs. And so, you know, it's all around, you know, just cover yourself all around and just be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say the best substitute for meat is?
The best substitute for meat? I have tried many things. I mean, I, like, you know, they got some old little plant-based soy-free patties that are, like, made out of beans. Like, if you want something like that. But I myself done gravitated. You know what I'm saying, like, kind of away from that. Like, I have, like me, I like seaweed would be a good substitute for bread, and or anything you wrap up in a taco or burrito or shell or something like that. And they got some stuff called quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A. And that is good for me because I don't eat eggs, and so I need all my amino acids and stuff like that. And I think, let's see. Now, certain vegetables I like, I say cucumbers are good. Anything that, like, let's see. It's a lot of them, but me, I have, like, strict diet. So they have a lot of substitutes for the meat. Like, they got chicken, that stuff look like chicken nuggets, that look like chicken wings. I mean, I know Walmart would be your best friend on that. And so, I mean, it's like for people who want to wean themselves off of meat, they'll go to that way, but eventually they'll gravitate towards like straight vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. I mean, like they got all kinds of stuff now.
when I first did it,
like they didn't have like all the stuff they got now. They didn't have this stuff 12 years ago, so it's like they just come up with more and more stuff. But you know, it's just wild variety now.
Okay, a wide variety. We got Mr. Everywhere back in the building. What's up?
Oh wow! Hello. Oh, okay, I'm on you. Okay, what happened is, I'm glad you said that. Everybody under the age around 52 and below, a lot of them wind up with diabetes because all the stuff in the 70s, the cereals and everything else had high fructose corn syrup in it. So all that did was clogged up our kidneys and raised up your diminish your pancreas and causing diabetes. So now they're looking at everybody and they're like, well, all these people under this age wind up with diabetes in this our generation. So that's been one of the big problems with health. So now everybody's learning about health foods. Everybody's learning the power of the watermelon as a superfruit. They're learning the body structure of too much sodium causes your high blood pressure because it retains water in your cells. So that's why we're just now learning this, because the African American community has a high sodium diet. We have
Let me say this, though.
Go ahead.
Dr. Cutshaw Wisdom, now, it was black folks were enlisted 12 and 20 years ago. The stuff been here. They've been on the sea moss, the shark cartilage, the moringa, the mushroom. They've been, if just black folks weren't enlisted, black folks still had the slave diet, like y'all said, the high corn syrup, the you know, the hog maw, the ear, foot, and leg, and all that, you know, all the way to the frog, to the alligator, which tastes very good. But I understand, but that's what I feel. I ain't gonna say we didn't know. It was here. We didn't pay no attention.
We didn't know. Y'all wouldn't know. Dr. Sabin, you wouldn't know now today. Would nobody black be
Sabin brought it. Look here. I'm in the country community. Sabin brought it out. But if people were on their way before Sabin got to talking about it, somebody taught Sabin the formula. That's what people don't forget that.
I'm talking about in America.
Sabin's the formula. Peace be on the ancestors. Somebody told Dr. Sabin's the formula. Y'all must forgot about Dr. Africa. Dr. Africa been putting that out way before Dr. Sabin came out.
I'm talking about the information to the United States, because you got to realize.
Dr. Africa is an African-American. He is the one who put it out way before Sabin.
Okay, when did you hear about him?
I've been on Dr. Africa come out when Farrakhan never come back in the early 80s.
Okay, did you have social media?
They were doing lectures. They had DVDs.
That's a social media where you can punch it up online
VHS
and find
tapes.
It. Other than that, you had to go to the library.
VHS tapes. Everybody had them. We got videotapes. Y'all know what I'm talking about, especially in the country. We go to Houston and get everything, all the videos, the dance moves. We went to the city and got them on the VHS.
I got one question.
Well,
the VHS come out.
That was social media.
Hold up. When the VHS came out, what black household had one?
Oh, everybody has VCR. Everybody has VCR.
No. What year did they get VCRs?
VCRs coming in 79, 78, 79.
Okay, how many black households
79.
Had one? Did your household have one in 79?
Yeah, we had a beta. Went from beta to VHS.
So Well, y'all had a big win back in 79. Well, y'all living good. They made $1,200 in 79.
Hey, Annie.
Yep.
Grand Prairie. No, I said it. North Grand Prairie. Everybody had that, not the battles is what you said. I agree with everybody on the panel. I'm just saying we got to look deeper than just saying this and saying that when people just weren't listening. Niggas were not accepting who they are, and they're still not today.
Yeah, no. I remember when I first started being vegan, so many black people told me I was going to die. And, like, you can't live without that. You can't live without that. Like, I had a bunch of backlash to, the change that I personally wanted to make. But I didn't let that stop me. And I say about 3-4 years into it, now they asking me how I do it. But at first, when I first started, they were like, no, that they had no hope for me. Like, they like say, man, we're going to find you dead. You're going to die without this meat. You're going to die without. So, I mean, yeah, it's like the brothers, the brothers that I met that I told, you know, it come firsthand. Like, back then, they sure wasn't on it. So, I can't even imagine way back in the 70s and 80s. Because I know 12 years ago, they were damning me and stuff like that, but nowadays it's like the new trend now. It's like they're trying to get into it now. And,
because you got social media.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this: a lot of people didn't know about it, and what they did know wasn't exactly valid, or it didn't necessarily fit for everybody. Like, I got a whole bunch of allergies. I'm missing a whole lot of electrolytes and all that stuff. I even had to start back eating red meat because I didn't eat red meat. But what I'm getting at is that a lot of the stuff they have available at the time for vegan diet, everybody can't eat that. Like, I'm allergic to shellfish and stuff that comes from the bottom of the sea. So when everybody went on the pescatarian trend, I cannot eat no shrimp. I'm not eating no crawfish. I can't have the seaweed, soy, you know what I'm saying? It's a little thing with soy. I can deal with soy sauce a little bit, but I can't eat soy products, you know, and that kind of stuff. So a lot of it was ignorant because it's more than one way to do things, you know, and we didn't know that. You can make bread out of shit. You can crush up almonds and use almonds to make bread. You can use almonds to make milk. Like, you know, people just didn't know that. That's all I feel like. If people would have known it, they would have been doing it.
Yeah, a lot of information we put in the book, and there's two deals. One, we didn't have access to some of the library, like our dads and stuff. They didn't have access to the white libraries in the 60s. They couldn't go in no white library and get no information. And then the black authors had to have money to publish books. So if they didn't have no money to access to publish no books, then they couldn't put the information out for us. So the information started getting leaked out. Now these times of social media, you can click on YouTube or Google and find out all the information you need, but you couldn't do that 20, 30 years ago.
I understand that. I wasn't taking that from you, bro. I was just saying for the knowledge of ourselves, we've been had it since the Black Power movement or the movement of the Afro. Before that, Black Wall Street, these things we were already doing. The vegan, black folks were already vegan way back then. They just ain't telling you. There were some niggas that moved away from the pork and all that way back then. There were people bringing remedies and using natural sources to do stuff. Y'all know that granny used to hear you with some baking soda, some salt, and go get a leaf off a tree and put on your leg, the blood stop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes way all the way on back to the indigenous people. But like I was saying, as far as we didn't know because you got to go by what your grandma told you. And she got to go by what her grandma told her. So if all them was from a slave diet, we thinking that pig feet, pig ears, and bacon and
pork chop is the best thing known to man, because that's what they threw out to the slaves, all the hams and stuff like that the slave master ate in the house. The rest of it is threw out for the slaves, so they stay fed to be strong to sit up there and get out there in the cotton field. That's what
I
want to
blame Brandon
for.
Here. I want to blame Brandon here because, see, like the witch doctor told me, brother Bobby Heman made it plain, sometimes we had to eat the hogs to become immune to what the terror we were going through to make it through. But as we went on, and like we doing now, like you saying, with social media, we're breaking away from that mentality, which is good. So it's a big kudos for everybody, especially my man on here who's selling life insurance and eating health and living health and telling everybody to do the same. That's really helping the people a lot. But, you know, but it's hard to get people, because I've been on the insurance game thing for me and myself. It's hard to get your own people to, like you say, invest in some insurance. My whole girl got some $25 policies up to $100,000. I'm telling this dude, go ahead and get you $25 policy and pay that a month. They want to pay that, like you said, but said, well, they'd rather go get that loud pack or a pack of cigarettes or right. Get that there for your nose or that there you put in the light bulb and go for 9 to 10 days with no sleep. All that type of stuff. They'd rather have that than go pay that little something like y'all said.
And then when they get sick. When they get sick, that same store they're getting the cigarettes from, they got a pickle jar on there talking about, oh, we taking up for what's-his-name donation for so on and so forth. Want everybody in the neighborhood to donate their hard-earned money to sit up there and take care of this guy who run around with 26-inch rims and fancy fitted caps and Jordans, every 3 pair of Jordans every day of the week. You know, so that's what I say. We got to get back into investing into our health, because that's all you got. Your health affects everybody in your family.
Yeah, man, it's true. And like I think the thing that we got away from the most is water. I think whenever we move to like sugary drinks, and I mean like my sister hate water. I mean I was like, how can you hate water? I mean she just don't drink water, but like sometimes she has problems with her blood and stuff and. So I mean, like that water is that neutralizer, and I think that'd be the main thing that can change your body chemistry if you add more water to it throughout your day, and then that'll change your appetite, it'll change your mood. So therefore, it'll kind of force you to change, because now that you got off more of the sugary stuff and you just like really straight water. Like that's gonna change your whole chemistry. It's gonna make you not even want what you used to and stuff. So I think the first step would probably be getting off these sugary drinks and stuff. And like you say, it's high fructose corn syrup and everything. I mean everything. All kinds of sugary drinks.
You'd be amazed how much one pack of ramen noodles got 730 milligrams and one pack of sodium. One pack of ramen noodles has got 730 milligrams. So if you had one pack of that would be all the salt you're supposed to have for the whole day. And then you go get a bag of chips, and then you go get a cheeseburger and some McDonald's fries the rest of the day. Now you got 2,300 milligrams of sodium there. Ooh, my blood pressure up. I'm dizzy. I can't see out my left eye, man. I need to go to the hospital. Now you're paying a doctor at the hospital $40. Then he send you a bill for $3,000 and give you aspirin until you take that and the headache will go away. Then you go right back the next day and get that same cheeseburger and fries and potato chips and all that stuff. And they're saying, okay. Now, every time you're going to the doctor, paying the doctor, then he's sending you a bill, and then you're paying the bill and paying the doctor, and you could have paid life insurance policy and changed your eating habits and saved all that. A doctor is preventative maintenance. A doctor not to heal you. If he healed you, then you would never go back to see him again. So why would he heal you and then be out of business?
That's exactly what the black community is trained to look at those professionals as. Like, I go to him, he give me some. And I take it, I feel good again. I'm going to go back doing the same thing until I feel bad again. So, like, and the same thing with the dentist. Like, and I was I was looking at this video, and they were saying this is how parents with a poor mentality teach their children versus parents with a rich mentality teach their children about health professionals. If you go to the dentist, you're supposed to ask the dentist, what can I do to make my teeth better, to decrease my cavities and stuff, and, like, talk to them and question them. That's the rich way. The poor mindset is to, okay, baby, don't question, don't say nothing, don't cry, go up and down, and let them do his thing, and let them feel your cavity, and then, you know, whenever you get back out here, eat some candy again, you know, it's like, it speaks, you know, go on, let them pull your tooth out, and then, you know, and go back and eat some more stuff that they give your other teeth to see your tooth taken. You know, they just keep on going down the line with it. So that's basically how, yeah.
I was going to say, they be going a little bit overboard with some of the way they be describing this stuff, because, in my opinion, black people usually don't have the money to go to the dentist. And if they have the money to go or they have the insurance, they usually, depending on the job, they don't have the money for the procedures. So it's not like they don't want to go or don't want to maintain themselves. It's just the cost of it.
Sweet P, I got a question. How much does an installation wig cost?
I don't wear wigs.
Not you. I'm not saying you. How much does it cost? I didn't have a wig
know.
Made. How much they say I paid? What, $300, $400?
I don't know.
Okay. How much a pair of Jordans cost, Sweet P? What, $200?
I don't buy them either.
How much you buy with a club cost? $300? We'll go to the club with $200 Jordans on, buy a $300 bottle of Grey Goose to say we stunting. With my girl, got a $400 wig on and $800 red bottoms with a $1,200 purse, but we ain't got $300 to go see the dentist.
No, I'm speaking for people who ain't never afforded to live like that. I have never afforded to live like that at all, whatsoever, not even close.
Well, I understand. See, it's different situation, but I'm saying a generalized deal of the African American community. We wear our money to look rich, and then ain't got no money. So then they say,
"Yeah, remember
ain't got
what I said
rich.
A few minutes ago? This is all going back to conditioning. They condition you to think that way, and they condition you to live this way. Walk into Randall or Walmart." On the other side of town, you're going to walk into vegetables, produce, all kind of different produce, different packagings, different sizes, everything. Walk in the hood, so Walmart or Randall's or anywhere, you're going to see a few vegetables, a little wilted lettuce and stuff like that, and nothing but chips and juice and all that shit right at the front. You know what I'm saying? It's conditioning.
Well, the deal is you got to make a choice in life. Life is full of choices. I got $10. Sweet Pea got $10. The gentleman on the phone's got $10. Booty got $10. Now we got to decide, do I put $10 in the tank or $10 in my belly and walk to work, or $10 in my tank and drive to work and get a paycheck and then go buy some groceries? We got to decide. It's like a house is on fire. You got a cup of water half full and half empty. Do you drink it because you're thirsty, or do you try to throw it on the fire and put it out and save your house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to choose. And you know what I've been going through with my health issues, and a lot of that has been hereditary, and a lot of that came from COVID. And but as I sit down and talk with the doctors and they start telling me things, it's like I see a lot of things clearer now. And when they tell me about the African-American diet, and they tell me we have the most sodium diet, that's why we are the most people on all this medicine compared to every other nationality. And it's because our diet is rich in sodium and rich in pops. We got to have a pop for breakfast, a pop for lunch, a pop for a snack, a pop for dinner. You see
what
I'm saying?
Soda get, man, I haven't met any drink that has more soda than them. It has more sugar than soda. And I mean, just a small 12-ounce can, like a whole bunch of grams of added sugars and stuff. So just think about whenever somebody goes to a restaurant and they get like the extra large Dr. Pepper,
went over this 12-ounce of Dr. Pepper, it's enough sugar, man. Like, just for one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, so, and then they eat this burger, eat that burger, stuff like that. And
I'm
going to
tell y'all a story. My son, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway, he was strong as ox, works out in the gym every day, drunk three Monster Energy drinks back-to-back at the gym. Well, he thought, he didn't call me. He called his mama. He thought he was going blind, and his chest started hurting. Well, when he got to the emergency room, they had to put fluids in him to drain all that caffeine. He had a caffeine overdose. They said if he would have drunk two more of those, he'd been dead at 19 years old. Then they determined he had a large heart on top of that. So that just made it was a good and a bad thing. It was a bad thing that he did that and could have killed himself. A good deal, we get to diagnose he's got an enlarged heart. So now we get to, with the heart doctor to work on that. But just because he made a decision, like I told him years ago, never drink an energy drink. The only energy drink I had, I think Buddha gave me a Monster Energy drink one time. I can't even remember where it was at. He gave me that, and that's something going to have me so jittery. I said, man, I ain't never taking this stuff no more, man. This stuff like liquid crack. And I never took a Monster Energy, and I got on Buddha behind. He'll tell you right now, I stay on him. Man, leave them energy drinks alone. My brother went to the 86, went to the hospital behind it before, and it was the energy drink. Head hurting, tingling and all that stuff, chest hurting, and drinking them damn Red Bulls back to back, trying to stay woke. And that is liquid crack. So anybody listening to me, do not drink those energy drinks. That's
A lot of the energy, like the Red Bull, it really has bull semen in it. It gives you that buck. You know, it's another energy drink, Venom. It's supposed to have rattlesnake or cobra serum in it, like an antivirus, like an anti-serum, and you got a serum. They doing that same stuff with the energy drink.
See, they putting too much caffeine in it. Your body can only tolerate so much caffeine. That's why Panera Bread is getting sued, because they have two people. They got a deal called Charged Lemonade, and it's got 8 cups of coffee in one glass of the Charged Lemonade at Panera Bread, and the people had underlying health condition like me drunk it, and it made their heart have a heart attack and die. You can't have, a regular person can't even have too much caffeine in an 8-hour sitting, or they'll sit up there and make your heart sit up there and skip a beat, and then you have a heart attack and die. So that's what a lot of people don't understand. These truck drivers be dying. They find them dead in the truck, drinking a whole thermos of coffee, trying to stay woke and dry down the road, and find them at the truck stop for a whole week, been sitting there in the truck dead.
Yeah, it's so addictive, and they push it, like they push it on people, and it's also so addictive and stuff like that. I guess, you know, people. I mean, I've never had that kind of experience with them, because I don't drink them like that. But if they do that kind of stuff, then yeah, man, you got to get off of that. Because that is scary. Like if I had a client that drunk energy drink, and if he didn't listen to me, I tell him, well, can you at least get a heart attack, you know, a heart attack insurance or something? If you're going to live like that, and like some of them hard-headed, like it's some of them that happened to them before, but they go right back to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, let them have a heart attack. I had one. I done had a heart attack. I done went blind. I have toes amputated, foot amputated. Heart surgery, you name it. Done been there, done that. So I'm a living testimony. And they don't want these problems. Trust me. I'm on dialysis 3 days a week. They don't want none of these problems. They rather sit up there and say, doctor told me, hey, you can drink. And we just go ahead and cut both your legs off and you quit drinking. Hey, you know what I told everybody? And I didn't drink like that. I just went to the club, but I didn't sit in the yard and drink. I said, I ain't got to worry about no alcohol no more. As I ain't got to worry about it. I'm looking at one man, he had a little scratch on his leg. The next time I seen him in the doctor's office, he had his whole leg off. And he said, yeah, they got to take another leg off, too. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, he's got an infection in there, too, in the blood. And I was like, damn, I just seen you with both your feet. We both came in on feet. next week, your leg is cut off.
Man, the thing about them surgeries, yeah, your heart got to be strong enough for it. My homeboy's sister, she's in her 50s, but, like, she had to get her leg removed. But as soon as the surgery went well, and he got to talk to her one last time while she, you know, after the surgery. And I think, like, around midnight, they say a heart stop, and they tried their best to get her back, but they couldn't get her back. So, I mean,
well,
man,
I'm gonna tell you what happened with that situation is once they cut your limbs off, your blood flow since you've been born, it's been going to the edge of your toes and coming back all your life. And once they trim that blood flow, it puts more pressure on your heart. It's like grabbing a water hose. When you turn it on, you grab it, and then you let it go, and the water shoots out. It's the same way. It does that to your heart. The same way. It's like, boom. And then it shoots back to your heart so fast, your heart can't control the pressure of the blood. That's why people have strokes and heart attack, because their blood pressure, all that fluid gets around your heart, and then your heart's trying to pump, and then when you go to sleep at night, it relaxes. And when your heart relaxes and pumps so hard all night, it's like you jump roping, and then you stop jump roping. Now you're breathing hard. Same way with your heart. You done jump rope, kept your oxygen level up. Then you stop jump roping, and your heart does the same thing. Start pumping fast, and then boom, heart attack in your sleep. That's why they say he died in his sleep of a heart attack. That's what happened. He had all that fluid in his lungs and around his heart. And the fluid built up because he had a high sodium. 9 times out of 10, he had diminished heart and a high sodium diet and let all the fluid build up. That's what the dialysis is about. It takes all the toxins out of our body 3 times a week. So it's got to drain all the toxins. If you got 3 kilos of toxins, you got to drain all 3 kilos of toxin, which is like 7 pounds out of your body 3 times a week. If not, that toxin builds up and it get in your heart or the fill up the fluid in your lungs and around your heart, and then you have a heart attack and die. So that's why anybody that has diminished kidneys, dark urine, they need to be getting checked out with the doctor, because that means your kidneys are being diminished if your urine is dark, because it's not supposed to be dark. It's supposed to be clear. Once it starts getting dark and browning, then that means that's the first sign that your kidneys are diminishing it on you. And if you don't get it under control, you're on dialysis. And if you don't go on dialysis, all the toxin fills up and then you die.
Yeah, my mama, she's been a dialysis tech for 14 years, so she's treated many people that get on dialysis and stuff. She tell me about it and stuff. And so, I mean, but it's a terrible thing, and it makes me wonder. And we have black doctors, we have black nurses, we got, and it's many doctors that got diets worse than we do. And they want to tell us how to, because like, and that's another thing, because it done got so bad that doctors are not doctors anymore. Like doctors have health problems just like, you know, we do. They gamblers, they alcoholics, they drug addicts. So I think I think we need more of the real, like, you know, the health is wealth type of doctors. Like, you know, like I know you got dietitians and stuff like that, but I mean, like, all of them, because like, to me, a health professional should be a professional in health. And so, you know, so and like people looking at this, like, they go to their doctor, they lie to their doctor all the time, and they. Like they look at this, they look at him, and okay, well you still eat this, you still eat that, and you telling me not to eat it, and so many of them just go to the doctor to yeah. So,
but
I mean,
like the preacher, the same way the preacher tells you how to live, but then the preacher got his side chick pregnant, but the deal is. When you go to dietitian, they're going to tell you because they done studied. Endocrinologists and the dietitian, they done studied this, so they got to tell you what's right. And they tell you how to stay away from coming to see them. That's how they do it.
And that's good. Now, those dietitians are like, they are real to me. Like they're like real doctors to me. Cause see, my mama, she tells me about a dietitian at her dialysis job, he's vegan too. And so you know, that's I mean, like I like them kind of doctors, you know, and because I like the doctors that tell you how to not come back. Some doctors, especially, you know, over here in the Western world, how it works is they want you to come back. Like I think they, most of them prescribe you with something that the side effect is exactly what you came enough for, and it may make it worse. That, well, you have to come
back. That's what happened with me. That's what happened. Knocked my pancreas out. They gave me some medicine talking about protect my kidneys. And they gave it to me for 11 days and knocked my pancreas out and put me on insulin, two insulins. So that's the deal. See, a doctor wants you to see you back every 90 days. Some 6 months,
yeah,
but most of them want to see you back in 3 months.
Mm. I see that. That's the kind of stuff I don't like right there. And that comes into question about the actual pharmaceuticals that they're giving you. And stuff like that, man.
But see, what happens is the pharmacy companies call the hospital and say, hey, we got this new medicine, and we're going to give y'all a discount on this medicine. This medicine for this and that. Hospital signs off on it. They take it to every doctor's office in the hospital. So now, like Opensy is for lose weight and for diabetics. Now it's messing up people's stomach, paralyzing their stomach. So now they got a recall on it. See, that's the deal. They tested on a rat. They don't test it on a human. They test it on a rat and say, oh, it didn't do nothing to the rat. So now we approve it. They pay FDA $5 million to approve it. It goes for 4 or 5 years, and then we got a recall. We got lawsuits, and now half the people done died from taking it. So that's the downside to it all with this modern medicine that they got now. So we got to get back to traditional medicine.
All the motherfuckers gotta pay me. They ain't give me my motherfucking money. I need my shit. I didn't tell my life. I'm trying to kill me. Tomorrow's time to kill
me.
Oh, shit. Y'all know what
you're doing. Back on roll with Denzel Washington, ain't he?
I can get a play in any motherfucking movie. I'm just that goddamn good. Like Bernie Mac said, I'm just that goddamn good. But now the reason why I said that is because of what y'all said about how the doctors actually formulate these medications that they are trying to give you. That they go through these companies, these manufacturing companies of medicine. And they write you off some bullshit, man, basically. And I have been seeing this lawsuit era thing that they got going on with Ozempic, in which my doctor just placed me on over like 4 months ago. And true, I have some fucked up symptoms that I can only attest to it as going to Ozempic. But yet, the outcome of the using the drug for the purpose of using it, you know, and I feel a lot better. You know, I didn't know I was that fucked up on the inside, but I started feeling better. I was really feeling fucked up. Didn't even know it. I guess because I've been fucked up all my life. But in any case, they now have me on several medications that have been at recall from the FDA. Not just one.
You say they got
several.
They got you still on them, you say?
Yeah, I want to make sure I get all my motherfucking money. That's one extra drug they're going to find in here that's just too prescribed. You might have to, you know, motor run to get to it, but hey.
Okay, I was just gonna say, I go ahead and sue him. I wouldn't wait and keep on taking it. I just go ahead and whatever you got to do to get your money, but I wouldn't keep on taking it. I do it the fastest way for him to go on to find it in my system and stuff, and knowing it's a recall.
Yeah.
I do that as fast as I can instead of keep taking it, because it may create more drastic effects in the long run if you was to keep taking it.
Exactly. And to be honest,
my doc and I just talked about this the other day about was I still on it. So I said, well, I got about a half a pen there. He said, okay, he said, I ain't going to give you no more. I said, all right. He said, I'll find something else for you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just doing the damn right thing. You don't need a boy for the man.
Back in the day, the doctor used to give you a medicine and you try to go with it and follow. You need to stay on to do it too. But if you like the side effects, you stressed up, man. They be like, oh, this is the cold and allergies and this and this and that. And make sure you take it. And then when they read it off real fast, side effects is low circulation, diabetes, heart attack, seizures, and did it. I'm like, what the fuck? All of that's a side effect for damn, for sinus medicine? Like, hell no.
And the reason why they know them side effects for a fact is because somebody done been through them, even death. Like, if they tell you side effects of death, then shit, I mean, you can believe that somebody probably done died from it. Either a rat, like you say, or either an actual person.
They tell you all them side effects. Uh-oh, let me stop talking. We're about to run out of time. We got 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, give us some information again before Have Love send us off.
Oh, my information. I have a website. You can go on and check it out. www.TexasConnectionLifeHealthInsurance.com and my phone number 936-243-0840. Because I mean, if you go to the website, you're gonna find my number. So that's Texas Connection Life Health Insurance.com.
Alrighty.
Right on. That's been our show for tonight. I want to thank all of you for participating. Also, a special thanks to our special guest in the house, Mr. Timothy Sanders, for coming out and giving us all the great information about health insurance, wellness, vegan lifestyle, everything. You know what I'm saying? It's been a wonderful show, Miss Everywhere. Sweet Pea, Miss Julia Monroe, who called her name, she didn't get to act, and Buddha Ali for holding it down with me tonight, man. So y'all make sure y'all check us out tomorrow night. It's going to be a double whammy for you. They're going to have Down South Brad right here tomorrow night, so don't you miss it. Because it's going to be a banger, baby.